are the dulcet tones of one of our NRL Nation commentators and great guitar playing, Mark Spud Carroll. He's on the line. Morning, Mark.
Good morning, Richard. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, Mark. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. I'm just training a couple of people at my gym, and you hear a couple of yahoos, he's been a bit of a bullhead.
Oh, really? Okay.
Right. All good, mate, all good. But what about last week? I think I got 3 from 8.
Yeah, I got 4, so I'm a couple ahead. I think the rest of us got 4. I know Shanna got 4 and Riley got 4, so... yeah, it was a tough. There were a few upsets. I don't even know why I picked the Dragons to beat Manly, but that was a bit of a surprise. they did get up. But listen, I've got to ask you. You reckon you review Desi Hasler's performance at press conferences after every game? He went ballistic in the dressing sheds after I mean, there's been so much hype about the Titans under Desi Hasler, but they're looking like wooden spooners. They're not looking crash at the moment, are they?
No, there's absolutely, they missed the gate opening. It's just that I really thought Des would make a difference up there, but for some reason they're not picking up how he does things. But, sure they've got injuries, but he'll never say that. They've just got to get better. It's all about D, as in defence. You've got to have attitude. They haven't got that at the moment.
Yeah. Look, I mentioned this morning and had a couple of calls and emails about it. The AFL have introduced this lifetime ban for anybody that gets onto the playing field during a game. The NRL, I think, have a maximum of a 12-month ban. You reckon a lifetime ban if you invade the ground while a game is in progress would be a good idea?
Yeah, I've seen that, Blake. What a bullhead.
Yes, yeah.
Well, think about it. How do you stop someone coming in? They could have a bloody hat on or something. How do they know? We don't do that visual photography for people to come in. It'd be very hard to mandate, I reckon.
Yeah, what, give somebody a lifetime ban, then you got to pick them out in the crowd and...
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, difficult to enforce. Okay, round 5 kicks off tonight. All the action here from 7 o'clock tonight. Mark Braybrook, Scotty Sattler, Gary Freeman calling the game. Melbourne playing the Broncos. Melbourne fresh from a bye last week. And Cameron Munster's back. Yeah, I can't see the Storm losing this one.
No, we'll go to Melbourne Storm. As you said, still got... the big fella out at the moment, Big Nelson. So
yes,
they've got plenty of artillery coming, and I think Munster would be... Yeah, we'll go to Melbourne.
Yeah, well, we're on the same page there. The early game tomorrow night at Accor, the Bulldogs take on the Roosters. Bulldogs... gutsy win and a loss to the Rabbitohs last week, and the Roosters outplayed by Penrith without Nathan Cleary, but they look the winners in this one. I'm going the Roosters.
It's time for them to, just do their game, worry about their own game. And they've got some amazing talent, especially when you read the what players they've got there. So I reckon they might put a score on the Bulldogs.
Yeah, all right. The late game tomorrow at McDonald Jones Stadium here in Newcastle. The Knights take on the Dragons. The Knights, I thought, looked pretty lackluster in the loss to the Warriors last week. And the Dragons upset winners over your old team, Manly. And yet another, I think it's the third different halves combination the Knights have had in 5 games.
It's amazing.
Good to see Jaden Brayley, though, playing again.
Yeah, it certainly is. But at the start of the year, everyone was saying, why have you got 3 halfbacks? Well, now he's trying another combination. The Dragons, can they duplicate what they did last week? They'll patch it as well, but I'll stick to... I'll go St. George.
All right, you're going St. George. And look, what do you think about this Zach Lomax thing? You reckon he's a better centre or a winger?
I think a better winger. I don't know what he's thinking, this guy. Someone's been pushing his barrow regards. He's on 800,000. Next year he's on a little bit more. No club will pay that.
Yeah, all right. And of course, they're playing for the Alex MacKinnon Cup tomorrow night, the Newcastle and the Dragons. The early game on Saturday at Accor, the Rabbitohs take on the Warriors. The Rabbitohs got a win last week, but not very convincing, and the Warriors beat the Knights. Should be a close game, this one. Who do you like?
Yeah, I'm going to go to the Warriors at home. Home ground advantage. The capacity crowd. We've got the Warriors.
Going the Warriors? It's a Rabbitohs home game.
Oh, Rabbitohs home game.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I thought you said Warriors first.
No.
I'm still going to go to Warriors. I'll go to Warriors.
All right, I'm going to Rabbitohs.
Watch me, Lock me in.
Okay, lock you in, Eddie. Okay, 5:30, Four Pines Park. Manly take on Panthers. Manly, they've lost their last two, and the Panthers, even without Nathan Cleary, look hard to beat. What do you think of this Brad Schneider, who's deputising for Nathan Cleary? He looks pretty good, doesn't he?
Yeah, you've got to believe that 3 years ago they won four competitions. Everyone knows their job there, Richard. So what they do, they bring him up like a little clone, put him up, put him in a position. All he has to worry about is his own job. We've got DCE doing, I think it's a record, 309 games. But we're actually 310, I think it is.
Yep, he overtakes Cliffy Lyons, I think, is the most capped player for your old
amazing
team.
Yeah. Yeah. Home game. I'll stick with Manly at home.
Yeah, righto. I'm going Penrith. Even without Cleary, I think they look pretty good. Okay, Suncorp Stadium, the late game, the 7:30 game on Saturday. The competition leaders, the Dolphins, take on Benji's Tigers. Both teams' last start winners, but the Tigers without their star rookie, 5'8", Lockie Galvin, who's out because of that hip drop tackle. The Dolphins in Brisbane are going to be hard to beat. Do you agree?
Yes, I'm nodding my head. Agreement.
You're right. We're both going the Dolphins. The early game on Sunday in Townsville, the Cowboys take on the Titans. Both teams' last start losers. Neither team looked all that terrific, but I'll go with the home team, the Cowboys.
I've got to go with you again. I think Desi, they just missing too many players now. They've got Big Tino out. It'll be interesting what he can make up here, but I think Cowboys at home, as you said, yeah.
All right, the final game, 6 o'clock down in Canberra. The Raiders take on the Parramatta Eels. The Raiders, well, they blew an 18-0 lead to lose last week, and the Eels are really missing Mitchell Moses. But I think after the spray, Ricky probably gave the Raiders at home. I'm going the Raiders. Who do you like here?
I'm going to go against you. I think Ricky S. Would have got his size 9 out and gave him a good kick. But we'll see. Parramatta, I just think they showed little patches. They've got to get better. They can't just keep saying, oh, no, Moses, we can't win. Well, there's ways of doing that, so we'll find out.
All right, we'll find out. All right, good calling over the weekend, mate. Have a terrific week. We'll catch up next Thursday. Mark Spud Carroll, his thoughts on round 5. Kicks off tonight, all the action here of the Storm Broncos game. That's from 7 o'clock.